The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Republican wimpiness. It screwed Trump voters over in 2020. You know that. Will November be a repeat of what we had happen in 2020 in the aspect that stolen elections? I mean, we know there were multiple stolen elections. Understand that when Donald Trump lost, he didn't really lose. We know that. But when they stole and stuffed the ballots, it wasn't just Donald Trump who had races stolen from them. You had plenty of other Republicans on the ballot as well. So now Trump's not on the ballot in November, but the candidates he endorsed are. And will the wimpiness of the Republican Party and their unwillingness to actually do something about it and the backstabbing of Mike Pence, Mike Pence backstabbed all Trump supporters, and frankly, can never be forgiven in politics. He can be forgiven by God. He can be forgiven by individuals if he asks for repentance, which he's not even asking for forgiveness. So he doesn't even want it. And he doesn't deserve it because he doesn't even ask for it. But he'll never be forgiven. What I mean is in politics. He is never going to be anything ever in politics. People can't stand Mike Pence, and I'm someone who doesn't like Mike Pence as well. I think he's a globalist. I think money and what Washington, D.C. presents and how it corrupts people who have a heart to love money, that's a common sin for a lot of people, and that's my only assumption. I don't know what it is with him, but I assume that's what it is because that's so common. It's just an assumption. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. We need to move on from that. The point is Republican wimpiness is what I always blamed for the stolen election. I don't blame the Democrats. I do. They stole the election and their voting base doesn't care. I understand that. But at the same time, I've always known that they steal elections. I expect them to steal elections. That's all they ever do. I grew up in Detroit. That's all I ever saw. So for me, I totally expected it. What I don't expect is our side to allow it. More than that, our side to help it happen. And then when we catch them red-handed, our side fights against our side. We had Republicans fighting against the Trump voters. Understand the Republican Party fought against you, you Trump supporters, and still do to this day. They still do. So, if you're wondering what I'm thinking, of course we're going to see a repeat in November. We did not fix our elections, and therefore they will steal them in the statewide races. Understand, there will be some pickups in seats for the Republicans, but it ain't going to be what we want it to be, because especially the statewide, especially the governor races, especially, the statewide races are much easier to rig. It's simple. You have conservative areas throughout a state, and the liberal areas always hold the ballots back, wait till the conservative areas report in a statewide race, find out what the margin is that they need to make up, and then they stuff the ballots. And if they're already in the lead from their mail-in voter fraud and all of the cheating they do ahead of time, they don't even have to stuff the ballots. They're like, oh, we won anyways. Our original, our upfront cheating, we don't have to do the back half cheating. But they usually do have to do the back half cheating. A lot of times they have to sit and wait. This is why the Democrat areas are always last to report, always, because they're cheating. That's why. This is what I saw in Detroit growing up my entire life. Since I was a little kid, little kid, the first memory of elections, I used to watch, and I remember hearing my parents, this is why I know, I remember hearing my parents complain, well, we know Detroit's going to sit and be the last to report. We know that. We know Detroit's going to wait and then stuff the ballots. They knew that when I was a little kid. So it's the Republicans who I get angry with, because I expect evil people to do evil things. I don't expect to have Benedict Arnolds. And we are filled with Benedict Arnolds. But you know who shares my sentiment? You don't have to agree with me. And I'm not trying to demoralize you. I want you to go out and vote. I'm still going to go out and vote, even though I don't think that my vote will fully count. But I'm still going to do it. But I'm not stupid about it. I'm not sitting there thinking, yeah, we're going to have the biggest red wave in the history. I would love that. But that is like pretending 2020 didn't happen. The most popular president in the history of presidencies. That's what I really honestly believe. Trump was the most popular president of any president, I guess, since George Washington. And since George Washington, Donald Trump was the most popular president ever. And he lost to the least popular president in all of American history. Now, how is that possible? It's not possible. But what I'm saying is, that's how much they can cheat. They can take the least popular president. Think about this. Have him face the most popular president since George Washington. And have him win. And you watched it. And you saw it with your own eyes. And they got caught stuffing the ballots on camera. And the media covered it up. And the FBI covered it up. The FBI knows. They did nothing. They know they have the law enforcement behind them that will protect them so that they can cheat even more. And you think they're going to sit back and not? That's delusional to think that they're not. To think that, oh yeah, well, I mean, it only let them oust the most popular president of all time, but they're going to let you Trump supporters get your way in 2022. They're going to let you do that. Really? You know I'm right. It's just people don't want to admit it. Let me get to Pearson Sharp on OAN News. He had a fantastic report. He knows what's up. And folks, understand, Pearson Sharp is almost always right in his reporting. And I am almost, I mean, I'm a human being. I could be wrong, but it's very, very rare on stuff like this that I'm wrong. Like I said, I think we'll pick up some seats because they're not all statewide races and in smaller sections, but we're not going to have what we want, and we're going to see massive cheating. Like, I predict Kari Lake, they already tried to cheat her in the primary. Now they know for sure they have to really cheat when it's not the primary. I predict they will screw Kari. She will win overwhelmingly if it was a fair election, and they're going to screw her over. That's my prediction. I don't want that to be true. I hope I'm wrong. Let's get to Pearson Sharp.
Fearing a red wave in November, Democrats are gearing up for a new round of COVID spare tactics to force Americans to rely on mail-in ballots. One America's Pearson Sharp has more.
We're heading into the midterms, and this year, it's do or die for the Democrats. You're going to see a lot of strange headlines over the next few months, maybe even conflicting stories, as the radical Bolsheviks in Washington desperately try to hang on to power. And although Republicans are counting on a red wave in November that will save the country from disaster, there's a good chance, a great chance, it won't happen. Why would it? Republicans won the last election in 2020, but it didn't matter. Democrats stole their votes and appointed the new commander-in-chief, Beijing Biden, to be America's first general party secretary. Let's be blunt. The Democrats are planning on stealing the midterms, just like they stole the 2020 election, and they'll probably do it the exact same way they did before, rigging the election. The biggest cog in that wheel involves bringing back the pandemic lockdowns and fear-mongering over the next COVID election variant, which, of course, will require masking and social distancing and, you guessed it, widespread mail-in voting. Which means, naturally, widespread mail-in fraud.
But do you think every state in this country should be prepared for mail-in voting?
No, because I think a lot of people cheat with mail-in voting. I think people should vote with ID, voter ID. I think voter ID is very important. And the reason they don't want voter ID is because they intend to cheat. And I'm not going to say which party does it, but thousands of votes are gathered and they come in and they're dumped in a location. And then all of a sudden you lose elections that you think you're going to win.
Yeah, Donald Trump predicted exactly what would happen to him, and it happened. And then the Democrats always just run around because they're liars, and their media are flat out liars, propagandists, and are paid to lie. They're paid to lie to you. That's what's so amazing. The better a liar they are, the more they get paid and the higher they move up in liberal media. That is a fact. If you're not a good liar, you don't move up in the media. If you're not like Rachel Maddow is a very good liar. She's very good at twisting facts and making people believe the opposite of what the facts actually are. And therefore, she's very popular amongst the left. They don't dislike liars. They love liars. Barack Obama was a fantastic liar. He could lie straight face right to you. Fantastic liar. Donald Trump is a terrible liar. And that's why he doesn't lie. Because when he attempts, if he ever does attempt to lie, he would not be a good one. But he's straightforward, and this is why people love him. Because if he tries to lie, he wouldn't be very good at it. You can tell he wouldn't be. And he would need a teleprompter to keep him on track. But he talks off the cuff because he's not a liar. He's an honest man. And the left hates him for this because they always have to watch what they say. Everything has to be scripted. All their politicians have to use teleprompters. When they don't, they always end up showing how big of a fools they are. But the point here is Trump said the election would be rigged, and it was. I said it too before it even happened. I said that Trump would win because he'll overcome the mail-in ballots. I said Trump will get so many votes, they're not going to be ready. So even with their mail-in cheating, he will actually be able to overcome it. And I was wrong on this aspect that I did not know that they would shut the election down in all five key states all at the same time to stuff hundreds of thousands of ballots. I thought that would be so blatant. They might not try to do that, and that they'll be caught off guard yet again. Because I knew they cheated in 2016 against Trump. And for any Democrat that tries to act like 2016 was stolen by Trump, I can prove that's a bunch of crap. Name me one Democrat that called for a recount. How come they didn't run around in the Democrat Party saying, look, Hillary barely lost in this state, in this state. Let's get a recount. Let's get a hand recount. Let's not even use the machines. Let's see what the real ballots are, because the Russians stole the election and they had to have done it electronically. So let's get a recount. Let's do a canvas. Let's canvas the vote. Did they call for any of that? Like we are with Trump having it actually stolen. We call for a canvassing to prove who voted and how many people actually voted. Did the Democrats ever call for a canvassing in 2016? No. You know why? Because they knew they couldn't. If they did, Donald Trump would have shown that he won by a massive landslide against Hillary Clinton. That race was close because of their cheating. They ran out of the ability to stuff the ballots. And then Hillary told Biden, whatever you do, don't concede. Do you remember this? Whatever you do, don't concede, because we're just going to— she didn't say this part, but clearly when she was saying that, she knew they're just going to shut the election down. They don't care how obvious it is. They don't care if there's security cameras and they pull out suitcases full of ballots in Atlanta and run it through the machines over and over and over again. Their media will still say there's no election fraud, no evidence, nothing. You've never seen any evidence. It doesn't exist. And most people believe it. Oh, yeah. Seeing them stuff the ballots over and over again. And that's only because there were security cameras, and that happened all around the in other parts of the state as well. It's not like it just happened in Atlanta. It just so happened that Atlanta had the security system cameras that we got access to. And that happened in all the states that they cheated in. That's a guarantee. So yes, we know for a fact they stole the election, and we caught them on tape red-handed doing it. That's a fact. So anyone that tries to act like it's not, you're living in La La Land. Now let me ask you, since you know it's a fact that they stole the election, why do you think we're going to have fair elections in 2022? Anyone who thinks we're going to have fair elections in 2022, where have you been living the last several years? Do you not know that our country was overthrown? And once it's overthrown in this blatant of a fashion, communists don't care anymore. They're not trying to win your votes. Do you see this? They opened the borders. They jacked up the gas prices. They're not looking for your vote. They don't need your vote. Your country has been overthrown. And you're going to find out in November. You're going to find out that your country is overthrown. Yeah, they'll let some of those seats be picked up by the Republicans. But you're going to know. But what's your Republican Party going to do? If they complain, they need to suck it. Because they're the ones that have caused this. You didn't stand up when we told you to with Donald Trump. You didn't support Donald Trump. You abandoned us. Almost most Republicans that were elected were wimpy. They may have believed what we were saying, but they were way too afraid to do anything. And so it's your fault. Every single one of you that was too scared to stand up, you did this. And when we don't have a red wave, you're to blame. You're at fault. It's 100% the Republicans' fault. And I'm saying it ahead of time, so no one can say I'm just saying it after it happens. Here's more from Pearson Sharp, who also was saying it ahead of time.
Millions more fake mail-in ballots. It's a tried and true formula, and they got away with it last time. Why not do it again? Who's going to stop them? The Republicans? If you need an example of how bad mail-in fraud can be, just look at the 63,000 ballots that were delivered to the wrong voters in the Republican-heavy Pinal County, Arizona. Not only that, but multiple precinct locations in areas with a lot of Republican voters ended up running out of ballots. A problem that didn't happen in areas with Democrat voters. Now, 63,000 is a lot of votes, and that's just a preview of what's coming this November. You think that's not enough to flip an election when they claim Biden won Arizona with barely 10,000 votes? Well, that's what they're banking on. And so we're already seeing the headlines calling for more mask mandates, and Marxist governors in California and New York and New Jersey are declaring states of emergency. Like the Democrats always tell us, never let a good crisis go to waste. Bring back the COVID hysteria, but for all the crises, China virus, Ukraine, monkeypox, and who knows what else before November. Biden's Health and Human Services Secretary just declared there will be a really bad COVID outbreak this fall. Plus, now we're seeing cases of polio in America again. Polio! So that'll be fun. How long before we have mandatory polio vaccinations? I bet Albert Bourla at Pfizer is already sitting in a big sloppy puddle of drool over that one. And the Marburg virus in Africa with a whole two victims. From now on, anytime anyone gets sick in the world with anything, they're going to declare it's a new pandemic and lock us up. If you haven't gotten the picture yet, here it is. The idea is to create as many crises as possible, to create as many disasters as they can, to keep everyone in a constant state of anxiety and prepared to accept the government's help to fix these phony, manufactured threats.
That's right. That's to control you. They don't need that to rig the elections. I don't think they'll be successful with really bringing back COVID fears. They might in some areas. They're not going to have the success that they had the first time. Guess what? They don't need it. Folks, if they can stop the elections, just certain areas of the state, and just say, we're not reporting, wait till the morning, and then we'll report, which is unconstitutional. We have one election day. You can't. Every single vote that comes in after midnight should automatically be disqualified. Automatically. But are there any Republicans willing to say that? No, because your Republicans are too much of a wimps. They're too wimpy. They can't even say that. They're too scared to say what I just said. I'm saying it, but they're a bunch of wimps. They ain't going to say that. Oh, no, the media will say I'm disenfranchising voters. No, you're disenfranchising cheating. That's what you're doing. Can't you say that on TV? No, they can't because they're too scared. They've shown you they're too scared. They abandoned you in 2020. They backstabbed you in all your attempts to actually do recounts and decertify the election. And they backstabbed you over and over and over again. And you think they've got your back now? They don't have your back. There's obviously some good ones who got backstabbed, and they know I'm right too. The good Republicans that fought against the stolen election, they know they're outnumbered by a bunch of wimps who will backstab the good Republicans in a second and bow down to the deep state because they'd rather throw you in jail than them lose their job. They'd rather watch a deep state like the FBI come after you, and they'd rather watch an IRS fraudulently come after you and convict you and throw you in jail so they can keep their job. And that's a fact. They don't have your back, and they will never have your back. And you better wake up to it. Do you know the FBI could be kicked out of your states? I did a show on this. I sent it to the governors, just so you know, Republican governors. They don't have any excuse. I sent them my video telling them they have the legal authority to do an executive order and kick the FBI out, who's gone rogue and is used as a weapon to go after you from the Democrat Party. And has one of them even hinted that they would do that? No. You know why? Because they don't have your back. They're too scared. They're too scared. They're too scared to have your back. And they're too scared to stand up to the FBI when they raid President Trump's house. They're too scared to stand up against the Democrat Party and the FBI when they steal elections as well. That I know. And you can disagree and say, Ben, no, our elections, we're going to win in a landslide. I mean, look at 2020. Well, what can you point to that gives you that confidence? I have no idea. Other than, what? Republicans tell you that? I don't lie to my audience so that they can feel better. And my audience respects me because they know I'll tell the truth even if it hurts. And this is the truth, and it hurts. You better know it is. But you can disagree. It's still America, but not really. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya! Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.